In recent years, archaeologists have discovered sites in the highest reaches of Wyoming's mountains, where prehistoric people are believed to have lived year-round, higher than some researchers believe North American people could have possibly survived. But a new study in the Wind River Range has found artifacts at the base of a glacier almost 12,000 feet in elevation. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards hiked the 23 miles into this remote archaeology dig to find out what they're learning there.
Shaking and dump.
Yeah.
It's late afternoon at the base of Dinwoody Glacier, and its creek is roaring with melted ice nearby. It's been a long day of digging for this crew of archaeology students.
We love digging holes.
Yep. Love playing in the dirt.
It's like playing hide and seek with people you never met.
That's Crystal Reynolds, Morgan Robbins, and Nico Holt, members of a project called the Interdisciplinary Climate Change Expedition, or ICE, sponsored by Central Wyoming College. They point out a faint ring of rocks. It's here, they believe, that prehistoric people, 11,000 years ago, might have camped. Reynolds takes notes while the others dig and sift.
We'll break it apart and try to put it through the screen to make sure that we don't miss any kind of artifact that might be in here.
They haven't found much today, but they have good reason to believe there could be artifacts hidden in these clumps of dirt.
On this site right now is we've got a 9,500-year-old spear point, and right on the other side of the creek, a little bit farther down, part of this same site, we've got 11,500-year-old spear point.
That's CWC archaeology professor Todd Gunther. Spear points, he says, ancient people would have used to hunt mammoths and prehistoric bison. He says no one knows exactly why these people made the extraordinary effort to visit these glaciers, since this canyon would have been too narrow for such giant prey.
There isn't much to draw people up here in terms of hunting or gathering or foraging, and it appears that people were coming up here to see the glaciers, you know, see where the water comes from, where does the water spirit originate.
But he says they may not have lived all that far away. Gunther recently discovered lodge pads and artifacts at Burrow Flats, about 18 miles overland. He says there people would have had everything they needed to survive a winter at 11,000 feet. Tons of whitebark pine nuts.
There's open flowing water coming out of those springs. There's plenty of wood for fire. You stay in your lodge and your wiki up, and we think it would have been easy for people to winter up here.
And Gunther says there would have been plenty of meat there, too. Last year, his crew found what they believe is the highest bison jump in North America. Ancient people used this cliff to run prey off to kill them.
It's probably 3,000 feet higher than the next highest documented buffalo jump in North America. And people say, well, there weren't buffalo up here. But we found the 140-year-old bison horn sheath adjacent to the jump.
Gunther says alpine archaeology in North America is a very new science. It was only in 2013 that archaeologists discovered High-Rise Village in these same mountains, possibly the oldest high-altitude settlement in North America. And it altered the way researchers thought about human habitation in the American West. Before then, mountains were mostly overlooked by archaeologists. He says to prove that people could winter at 11,000 feet, he and his son snowshoed into the area last winter. He says the snow was blown off, exposing plenty of grass.
It's a place that herbivores could graze year-round. And what we saw up there in January was moose, sheep, and we saw dead elk because about 2 days before we got up there, a pack of wolves had come through and swept through the whole area towards that jump and basically drove the elk, just like we hypothesized that prehistoric human hunters drove the bison.
Gunther says he's not sure why it's so hard for others in his field to accept the idea that Native American tribes lived above timberline.
Now in Peru, yes. And in Scandinavia, yes. In Siberia, yes. In the Alps, yes. All over the world, people can winter in the mountains, but not our Indians.
UW archaeology student Nico Holt agrees there's an unwillingness to rethink those old ideas. Holt is Northern Arapaho and Eastern Shoshone. When it comes to the theory of whether his ancestors could have wintered up here...
That wasn't a revelation at all for us. You know, they called us sheep eaters because we lived up here and ate sheep. Well, grandma's side of the family, at least.
That's his Shoshone side. Archaeologist Todd Gunther says it is still a revelation for many in his field. But next month, he and some of his students will have a chance to defend their theories on an international stage when they present their findings at a glacial archaeology conference in Austria. And he has plans for future digs that could help clear things up even further.
You know, there's a whole series of glaciers along the Wind River Range, and so I think if we go up more of these canyons, we'll find more archaeology.
Hiking out of Dinwiddie Canyon a few days later, we stop at Burrow Flats and imagine the prehistoric village that may have once flourished here. As if to prove the point, about 100 elk migrate by and stand watching us at the pass, just a quarter mile away from what may be the highest bison jump in North America. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.